Blog Talk Radio.
There is only one mother, and she gives herself freely. So give thanks to her. Give thanks to her. And when you have completed your visit with our mother, leave no trace. Leave no trace.
Here with a rundown of GGM Radio's brand new schedule. Boy, have we got some wonderful new programs with great new hosts. A little something for everyone. On Mondays at 11 a.m. Central, it's Messages of Light with Amanda Dowell for an hour of psychic chat and inspirational guests. Mondays at 7 p.m. Central, it's time for Primarily Paranormal with psychic Tina Marie. Share an hour with Tina and Bob Weber of Gulf Coast Paranormal. On the second and fourth Tuesday of every month at 8 p.m. Central, it's the Back to Brilliance Hour with Lynn Hoft and Vivian Hildebrand, an hour devoted to your spiritual growth. Wednesdays start at 11 a.m. Central with Maggie Holbeck and Crystal Clear Coaching, featuring motivational inspiration to get your life back on track. At 1 p.m. Central, join Claudia Cleary on Wednesdays with Namaste Nutrition for an hour of soothing chat all about good health, positivity, and spiritual balance. Thursdays, start your day at 9 a.m. Central with Nancy Murdoch and Mastering the Art of Joyfulness. Let Nancy and her special guests lift you out of that rut and get you back in your groove. At 8 p.m. Central, join Dr. Gregory Scott for the Light Giver Universal Healer Hour. Gregory offers spiritual education to further you along your path to enlightenment and empowerment. Fridays at 12 noon Central, it's Alive to Thrive with Brenda Fraser. Join Brenda for an hour of inspiration and motivation, featuring a lineup of today's most popular authors and guests. Friday night at 7 p.m. Central, enjoy an hour of psychic chat with spot-on reader Tasha Harris and the Angels Network. Saturdays begin at noon Central with Bea Delosier, yours truly, and the Metaphysical Edge for psychic chat and interesting guests ranging from UFO research, paranormal experiencers, and all things metaphysical. At 2 p.m. Central on Saturday, it's Audrey Quinn and My Beauty Angel, an hour created just for you with tips and tricks on how to be the best you can be with what God has given you. Sunday is a day of service here on Greater Good Ministries Radio, each week featuring a different interfaith minister, bringing joy, upliftment, and unfoldment for body, mind, and spirit. First Sunday of the month is Conversations Beyond the Edge with Dr. Gregory Scott. The second Sunday of the month is the Empowerment Hour with Reverend Barbara B. Delosier. Third Sunday of the month is the Light Givers International Sunday Service and Worldwide Source a Nation Celebration. The fourth Sunday of the month is In His Presence with Evangelist Patricia Benneman. Hope you will join us live for all of our Greater Good Ministries radio programs, but if you can't be with us in person, you can hear any of our programs on demand in archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/ggmradio. And remember, all of our programs now stream live from our home site.
All the colors of the rainbow, all the voices of the wind, every dream that reaches out, that reaches out to find where love begins. Every word of every story, every star and every sky, every corner of creation lives to tell. For as long as I shall live, I will justify the love. I'll be a witness in the silence. There's a word not enough. With every breath I take, we'll give thanks to God above. For as long as I shall live, I will testify.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Messages of Light. I am your host, Amanda Dowell, and today we have a very special guest. Her name is Leanne, and Leanne is Angelic of Hope, so that's angelichope.com. She is a medium channel who works with the angels. She's very interesting. She just brings it all together in mind, body, soul, and spirit. When she gives a reading, she connects with your guardian angels and loved ones and sometimes archangels. She uses her clairvoyance, which is seeing, her clairaudience, which is hearing. She does cards on occasion, but most of the time she uses her intuition to see what she sees in the past, present, and future. She also channels messages. And she also uses energy therapies like Reiki for balancing energy systems, which is really cool. She also does something called Vibration Expansion Technique, or VET. This works to bring in more frequencies of light to facilitate healing. She also has a teaching degree, and she's been teaching for quite some time now, and she loves working with children, and she has a Master's of Arts in English Language. In English and language arts, and she is a reading specialist credential, and she's CLAD certified, and she also has a Master of Arts degree in educational leadership with an administrative credential. So this allows her to open her own school, which I do see her doing, and I'm looking forward to working with that also, Leanne. That's going to be really, really exciting. You've just got some interesting background here, and you're also involved with yoga. From my understanding, you're in a yoga training as well. So how exciting. So again, everybody, our call-in number is 347-237-5339, and you can check out Leanne at angelichope.com. She is so amazing, and she's just got a lot to offer, and with that, we're going to bring her live. So if you want to call in with questions before I bring her live, the number is 347-237-5339, and hit 1. Okay, with that in mind, we're going to bring Leanne live. Hello, Leanne.
Hi, Amanda. Thank you so much for having me back on.
It's wonderful to have you here. It's always just a pleasure to have you on as often as you can come on. I know it's kind of technically tight with all the things that we hop around and do, but it's just a pleasure to have you here. How have you been doing?
Oh, really well. Staying incredibly busy and definitely doing the yoga that you described. I'm in a teacher training certification course. It's very intensive. I have to learn Sanskrit. I have to read the Gita and other spiritual texts that connect back into yoga, which I absolutely love doing. And I'm learning anatomy and, you know, where the muscles and the bones and the all of these things. So it's very intensive. I had no idea when I was first beginning, you know, when I had signed up for the course that it would be this intensive as far as the actual physical movement that was going to be involved. Yoga is a very involved practice that includes the mind, the body, and the spirit, and because it incorporates all of those things, I think is the reason why it's the certification courses are put together in a way to really help the new coming in teacher that will be teaching it to fully understand the background, the history, the knowledge, the information that comes with yoga. But I really encourage anybody out there, you don't have to go and become a teacher of it and learn the Sanskrit and read all of the texts that go with it and those things. But the practice of it opens your heart and your mind to possibilities. It changes your energy and it changes your life.
I totally agree. Before I took a vacation, I actually had seen this one yoga teacher that was on TV. She's actually in her 40s, but she looks like she's in her 30s. And I reached out to her and asked her if she would come to St. Louis. I mean, I just seen her on TV, and she said, oh, yeah, I'm doing workshops, so I'll come in. And she's teaching online, too. And, boy, you talk about a workout. I mean, you get the workout, you get the heart open, you get the childlike ability, and you all of that. I mean, it just comes in one. And I really had a workout before I went on my vacation, too. But it sounds like you've been in some intense training.
Yeah, it's every other weekend, and it's basically 12 to 5. So it's very, yeah, it's very involved. They're not playing.
Wow. And how are your students doing with your teaching? I bet that's going very well for you, too.
It went phenomenally. We finished up a few weeks ago with the Manifesting Spirit course that I teach, and that's live and an in-person course, and it's 3 months, and it's very involved. It's more than 24 hours, you know, in-person teaching, and then I do one-on-ones with the students that are requesting it or wanting it, and now they're starting to come on the Blog Talk Radio show that I do, and we had two students on last week, and they blew people away. People were like, oh my gosh, they are mediums. They are true, authentic mediums, and one of the things that I teach that is a must in my training is ethics. Like, we don't have, if you're not picking up on something for someone, that's okay. We're not all seeing and all knowing. We don't get to hold the keys to the kingdom, and we're not necessarily going to get everything all the time for someone, and perhaps we're not always supposed to see the answers for someone for whatever reason. Who are we to know everything? And so that's one of the things that I teach is it's okay to say I'm not getting that. It's okay to say I don't have that person here. It's okay to not do that. And so the ethics part of it is so important to me. In this work that we do, being psychics and mediums and working with the spirit realm, whether that's angels or it's our loved ones crossed over, we have a lot of people out there saying that they do this work. But they're not always necessarily doing it. Now, there are a lot of people out there that are extremely amazing, very good, have tons of ethics, have, you know, all of these. But there are those people that don't. And so when I teach a course, that's very important to me is to teach the foundations and then also the ethics side of it. So the people that come through my course that, you know, if you ever encounter them or get a reading from them, that they are giving you the honest information that they're picking up from the spirit world, and they're authentic.
You couldn't ask for more with that, because, you know, really, when you do this work, you have to be that authentic. I think the way that you're teaching is very important for a lot of people. And, you know, a lot of people would say, oh, my goodness, well, you know, I'm just intimidated about this work, and what if I can't do it, and what if I say, I don't know. I like your point in saying, well, I'm just not getting anything. That's a very appropriate answer if you're not really getting anything, because then it just tells you, well, there's nothing for that person to receive from you at that time, not that mm-hmm. there won't be later on. I love how you put that, because, you know, sometimes we're not always going to get an answer. And so, you know, people say, oh, gosh, what do I do? Oh, no. And mm-hmm. I just love that approach, because it really teaches people how to, you know, come from the heart and say, well, you know, I am or I'm not. So you've done a lot of good work in putting that together. And I would encourage, you know, when you're having a class again, for people to participate in that, because it really is essential to learn anything and everything that you can about ethics and about when you're getting things and how to decipher.
Right. And this Tuesday I am starting a basics course, and this is about connecting to your personal spirit team. Whether you already know you're a medium, you're interested in looking into maybe perhaps I am, or you necessarily don't want to be a medium, but you want to connect into your own spirit team, I have an online course for a beginning foundations course that starts this Tuesday, that there still is some room if anybody's interested in joining. And it is six classes on Tuesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. Pacific. So that would be 9 p.m. Eastern time, which I believe is 8 p.m. Central. So it's two yeah. hours plus a little wiggle room in there, and it's a teleclass. So it's on the phone through freeconference.com. It's being recorded, so anybody who takes the class can listen back. But it's six different classes, 2+ hours each, of the basics and foundation about energy and working with energy and your personal spirit team, the angels and guides that are around you, how to empower yourself with messages, how to get messages from the spirit world, and different ways that they might deliver it to the individual. It's a very empowering course for really anyone, because Amanda, you and I both know that this, everyone has abilities within inside them. They just have to awaken them. Now, to the degree which an individual may have abilities varies. Just like when you look out in the music industry, like you have different singers with different abilities, right? So you've got Britney Spears types and Celine Dion types, and then you have your amazing Broadway singer types, and they're all fantastic in their own way. And then you have people who sing for joy, like myself. I'm really not going to sing to a crowd of any kind. Spirit has had me sing to clients or on the radio, but there's nobody handing me a record contract or a deal. But it doesn't mean that I can't sing. I can sing for myself for enjoyment. I can sing in the bathtub or in the shower, in my car. And let me tell you, I can let it rip. And I can have a good time. It raises my vibration. It's that kind of thing. So perhaps people are thinking, well, I don't want to be a medium. Well, this class isn't necessarily going to force you or make you or create you to be a medium, unless that's the direction you're wanting to go. But we all have that ability. And when you come from that side of an open heart and you're wanting to develop that relationship with the loved ones around you, just like, you know, you and I do. We are constantly cultivating that relationship. I know you are. You can connect with the angels and do a lot of beautiful things for people with your oils. I have some of them. So, you know, when I believe in someone, I know what they're doing is authentic. I look at their products to get, and I have Amanda's oils, and she made some combinations of them for me, and I have some for different purposes, but they're fantastic. But that's the kind of thing that can happen for any of us when we start connecting into our spirit team. Don't you agree?
I agree, and it can be any number one thing that you choose to do. Like some people may say, oh, well, I just have this feeling I need to do this or this. You know, it just depends on what you're getting the intuition to do. That's what's interesting.
Mm-hmm. And our spirit teams are wanting to help us with that. And by a spirit team, what I'm really referring to are the guides that are around us. We all have them, the angels that are around us. And, of course, your loved ones, your ancestors that came before you. Whether you knew them in this physical life or not, you know them from the soul energy from the other side, from heaven. So we have these vast teams. They're available to us. And sometimes when people come for readings, and I have clients, and I'll see their spirit team around them, and they'll be like with their hands in the air, like, I've been trying to get this message through to them for months. You know, they're trying. They're there wishing to make the connection, as well as most of us are wanting to make a connection.
Sometimes it depends upon how open you are. A lot of them say, well, I can't hear them. I haven't heard them for a long time. And then that's where you tap in and you find out, well, where's the comfort in, you know, where they can recognize that they're being talked to? You know, is it hearing a song? Is it, you know, feeling? Is it, you know, in your dreams when you're asleep? And sometimes I'll hear a client say, well, I just don't hear them. I just can't. And I'll say, yes, you can. It's just figuring out what you can do to talk to that specific individual that you want to talk to and how you're going to talk to them.
Right, right. And it comes through in different ways. And sometimes it's through a messenger, like a medium, that it comes forward. And it is through music, or perhaps they're leaving signs or symbols depending on their connection to you. I saw ladybugs for a woman very recently. Coins, they'll leave coins for us. But it's also that feeling we have that they're wanting us to drop fear. Our spirit families and our spirit teams that are around us are wanting us to drop our fears and take some chances on ourselves to really start living. And we put these boxes around ourselves and our energy, and they're called beliefs. So anytime we have a belief about something that is fear-based, it's limiting. It puts a box around us. And so perhaps we feel we don't have enough money to take a class or to do something that we're wanting to do. And it's amazing how the universe, like even if we don't, say we really don't, they'll find a way to get money into us. We take the class, and then almost if by magic, it's not magic, but almost if, you know, other bills or things end up getting paid for. We have beliefs that we're not good enough, that we're not pretty enough, or we're not whatever enough to be able to make something happen in our life. And so when our spirit teams are constantly helping us to lift those boxes or those cages and open those cages and lift the boxes off so that we can walk out into the things that we're really wanting, they whisper those messages, give us the feelings in our heart, the impression in our brain, a desire. Just a desire in your heart is often also being supported by our personal spirit teams, and just realizing when I have a dream or desire that they're there to help support it and help us find the way. But really the main thing that a lot of the message that I keep getting over and over from spirit is that we're putting the cages around ourselves. We're keeping ourselves small. If we take these risks, yeah, our life's going to change, and that's a little scary. But we'll find on the other side of it that we've really gotten more of what we want. And, you know, we've both had those experiences. I know, Amanda, about things happening and working out and dreams coming true. I know that you've gone to different places here in the United States recently to do different things, and it's because you didn't let a belief hold you back. You didn't let something or a collective consciousness about things hold you back, like the economy's bad. We hear that a lot. The economy's bad. There aren't any jobs. All of these kinds of things. Well, the truth is that there is a job for you, that there is something for you. Stepping outside of that fear, that which is keeping you small, and taking some chances to make it happen is right around the corner, and all you have to do is do it. But nobody can make you do it but you. Like I tell students when I'm teaching mediumship, I can't make you be a medium. I will provide you with all of the tools that you will need to be able to step into it. I won't miss a trick for you, and I'll be there holding your hand the whole way. I may even push you or even kick you at times to help you get
there. There you go.
You know, but I can't do it. You have to get there. You have to open it up. You have to allow it. And so that allowing is the place that I can see when it happens for somebody who in the class, and the moment or the transition, oftentimes I can see it, or they'll come back from a breakthrough, you know, between classes during the week, they'll come back and they'll have a story, a situation, a moment where they reached that. And once you give yourself that opportunity, it doesn't have to be a mediumship. Maybe it's a new job you're wanting, or maybe it's a relationship that you're wanting. And so taking those steps that you need to do to make that happen, to support the energy of that happening, that's called our vibration. And you have to just continue to do the little small things that work for you to help it. The truth is, we don't actually have to do anything to have all of the things that we want. But we as human beings in the physical feel our feelings and our emotions connected very much to our vibration. And that's basically the seat of our vibration. And so oftentimes doing something helps us to have the confidence, the knowledge, and develop the pattern within ourselves to be able to have what it is that we're truly wanting. Don't just, it's unfortunate, but we don't just believe we're deserving from the onset. So that's why I talk a lot about doing with my students and on my radio shows and in the messages that the angels give. They've taught me that a lot of times those of us that are in here are in human form need to do something. So that's why taking a class or going back and, you know, learning something in some way often helps people change or move their energy.
That makes a lot of sense. It's sort of like when I get people who say, well, I don't know why I just can't do that anymore. I used to be able to have feelings, but I don't anymore. That's the common one. I used to be intuitive, but I'm not anymore. When I was really, really small, I could see stuff. And then we go back and we find that somewhere in the, you know, years of growing up from being a child, you were blocked out. Either, you know, you blocked it out because you were afraid of it, your parents, you know. It's the same thing with manifesting. It's like, you know, we get the programming as we get older. We don't deserve this, we're not worthy, and then we have to go back in and almost go back to when we first started, where we have that innocent, when we have that innocent mind so that we can manifest what we're looking for.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, and that's before we started to believe that we weren't the enough, like you just said, pretty enough, good enough, smart enough, talented enough, lucky enough, you know, all of those silly enough things. When we really are, and the difference oftentimes between somebody who's out there, like say it's a book that you want to write, and the difference between say somebody out there with the book and you is often that person did it. They did the work. They put the book together and then they began to believe in it. I really don't believe in luck. I believe that once you have, and see there's a belief, right? but how I feel about it is it's not luck. That person put the work, the energy behind it. And then what they did is they weren't going to take no for an answer. They were going to make it happen until it happened. And it didn't matter when. Oftentimes with somebody who has a book or something else that comes about, you'll hear stories about how they had that book written for 10 years before it happened. We don't see the 10 years from the outside. The person that hasn't written the book yet or doesn't know that they, you know, have the talent within them to write the book. So they don't see that side. They don't see that it took that long for them to, however long it is, and that's all an illusion too, right? But they don't see that it didn't just happen overnight, perhaps. And when it does, it's okay too. It doesn't mean that somebody is more gifted or smarter or more talented or more lucky or any of those things. If it did happen for them overnight, it's always about your vibration. And how do you get your vibration? And for many of us, getting our vibration there is about doing something.
I think that one of the neatest things that I saw was on The Secret, where they said, you know, you'll be so close to it, you know, you're right there, you're almost to it, and then you give up on it, and so it goes away. But, you know, you're so close in manifesting it, and then all of a sudden you just drop that, and, you know, it is. It's all in how you create your vibration, your energy, whether it's, you know, sitting down and writing it out or making a vision board, pictures. All those things you said are what can put us in that consciousness. I love how you said you tell your students, well, you know, this is a story that, you know, you tell yourself. You tell yourself that it's this way, but it's really actually this way.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. And so, and taking that leap of faith, oftentimes we were afraid of failure, but I also think sometimes people think, well, what if I don't fail and I am really good at this and my life changes? And so we tend, as human beings, we can play both sides of that. Sometimes our greatest fear is that we are amazing. And then what does that mean? Will my husband still love me if I'm amazing because he likes me the way I am right now? Will my friends still like me if I'm amazing and these things happen to me, or will they go away because they'll be intimidated? Or will, you know, all sides of that often work to keep us where we are and keep spinning the same thing over and over again. And oftentimes we have this feeling in our heart where we have to get sad or depressed or even have dread feelings or just don't want to go on with the things that we're doing. And we get to that point because it's in our hearts for a reason. God has a plan for us and wants us to move in certain directions. And sometimes we have to get to those real rock bottom or those lower places before we're willing to act, before we're willing to do something about it. Or the universe, God, love, pick your term, will put strip us of things, that people are losing their jobs. Well, perhaps, and I can't speak for every situation here, but perhaps the job was ready to go. Maybe that they're ready to let go of that job in their life, and they weren't going to do it on their own because of whatever fears of security or finances, a bad economy, all of those things that we can buy into that are illusions, aren't real, that hold us back from reaching for our dreams. But what you start to find when, you know, things are stripped away from someone is that their real heart's desire starts to come out and fight. It wants to fight to be there. Dreams start really happening. They start seeing that. Or some people retreat. They'll pull into their shell. They'll think it's over for them, that they can't do anything from this point. And what we do, Amanda and I do, is help people see, no, your dreams can happen. They're right around the corner. You just have to keep listening to your yeses. And almost a year ago, I would say it was the 28th of April. I almost remember this day like it was yesterday. A woman sat down in front of me for a reading. And I was working with Lisa Williams at the time. And I was giving a reading kind of to become certified, to be tested and certified. So a woman, it's kind of a nerve-wracking situation, right? You're being tested, certified, all that kind of thing. Nobody likes the word test, but I put myself in that situation, and I'm glad I did. But she sat in front of me, and I started hearing that she's had no, 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 no. She was going to be getting some more no's, but her yeses were right around the corner, and that she was told on to them. And then she had a brother in spirit, and he came forward. He gave me his name. I said, I have someone here. This is the name I'm giving. She says, yes, that is my brother. Because I said, you have a brother in spirit, and a younger male. It looks like, and she, yes. And so then the name came forward, and the message that flowed with it was that she needed to hold on to it. She connected to me last year about the same time on Facebook. She found me on Facebook. And so we've been in contact ever since. She's just had an offer to do something in her line of work, and this is big. This is in the entertainment industry where she will become very well known. I saw it then, gave it to her, and see, a year later, some people between now and then would have just said, well, it's never happening for me, and this woman's already in her 40s. No, I'm 45, and I'm getting my yoga certification. Come on. There isn't an age limit on us and what we can do in this world and with our lives. We have to step up to it, though. We have to make it happen. The angels and our loved ones and everything around us can't make it happen. That's where the free will comes in. That's where the free choice comes in. We can retreat back into our shells, or we can come out and we can keep working, doing, not doing, however it happens for you, but keep holding that vision, holding that love, holding that vibration for what it is that we want to do. And she kept going for it. This amazing woman that I'm friends with now, never met her before last year. She kept doing things that she wanted to do. And this almost fell into her lap. If she hadn't, she clearly did the work for it to help create it to happen. So we have to create. So I'm going on and on. But this is possible for all of us. That's really my point here, is that this is possible for all of us, for me, for you. And I can see, if we want to look back at the last year for Amanda, we can see all of the creations that she's done. And there are many more coming for you, Amanda. And you've done that work.
Thank you. Thank you. And it's the same for everybody else. It's just,
yes,
the initiative that you put out there. I mean, just like everybody else, I had times where it was just as frustrating as can be, and you're just ready to quit. You're climbing the walls, you're scratching like a cat, and you're at the end, but then you get up again and you start looking for things that you can do to keep on that path. And no matter, what comes at you, you just have to keep manifesting and keep going. That's one of the things that I think I have learned out of, going into manifesting and going into learning about how to, create the vibrations of what I really wanted to manifest in my own life. And I used vision boards because I'm a very visual manifester and a very visual seer. So putting it down on paper or dreaming about it or, just putting it where I could see it is actually what really made it happen. And, there are lots of ways to do that, whether you're writing or drawing or seeing it. It's just like you said, it's no matter how frustrated you are, you go back into that. I mean, even if you have to sit down and do another vision board 20 times to get your mind off the thing that just happened, you have to find, you have to reroute your brain. You have to get on a different network almost. And you're so right. I mean, that's exactly what I did. I had to get on a different network or jump up and down and go through it for a little bit and then go back to what I was doing. But everybody can get where they want to go, and everybody has those gifts. You're absolutely right.
And what you have to do is put out to the universe also what it is that you really want with focus. So one of
right.
the things that I had been wanting was a logo. And I'm not computer savvy or tech savvy. My husband is, but he doesn't do things like that. Well, what happens is somebody wanted to take my class and was willing to create a logo and things. So we got together, we communicated. I have a beautiful logo design now. Now I'm waiting for my husband now to get it up on a website for me, since he can do that part. But it came forward. I have a beautiful logo that's all mine that was created for me. This person is a beautiful designer, and they used my ideas and what I wanted to see and helped create that. And I've also been wanting for about over a year now for my website to be updated and changed and all that kind of stuff. I've been nagging at my husband a little bit, but he's been busy. Well, I have somebody supporting me with that now too. I just put out to the universe last week that I was going to be willing to do whatever it takes to have a demo reel put together, because I've been contacted by a few producers to do different things, and I don't really have anything professional, so I think I keep getting passed by for some of that reason. And so I put it out there. Well, one of the students who's taken my class before used to work for Disney and in the videography department, so she's lives in my area now and is coming with me to one of my next small group reading events, and she's going to videotape it to help put something together. And she has a friend who can help me that I'm, we're going to work something out with that to put together a demo reel. And so it's just like things lining up, but you have to be willing to change your life. You have to be willing to step into that energy, and you have to be willing to start I wasn't expecting to have somebody come with me and do all of that stuff, but I put it out there, and the universe, God, love, you know, whatever the term you like to use, helped to make it happen with me. So we're co-creating is the way I see it.
That's wonderful. How exciting. I mean, you've just did some really amazing things, and it's like, you know, you put it out there, and it showed up. You know, it was sort of like when I asked you, so do you think we're going to Sedona? And we ended up going to Arizona very last minute, but it was very interesting. And that was a confirmation. I went, wow, we really did that. So
yeah.
That was really cool. Really cool also. Well, do you have any upcoming announcements, like events or things you're doing that you would like to announce?
I am beginning mediumship course, and I do have payment plans for people and to make it very affordable, but it's very basic. It's absolutely the foundations. I have that beginning tomorrow, 6 p.m. Pacific. It's online, so it's from the comfort of your home through your telephone. Is that course that's coming up. I am on my way to see and work with John Holland and his advanced master course in Massachusetts in May. So I was honored to be able to work that out in my schedule, number one, and number two, that to be accepted into that, he only takes 50 people from around the world. So I'm going to be doing that in May. And I do have my Blog Talk Radio shows, and one's on Wednesdays evenings at 5:30 Pacific, and then one's every other Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific. So I do those regularly. Yeah, and I just do small group reading events that people put together here that in the Bay Area where I live. And I live in near San Jose in the San Francisco Bay Area of California.
Oh, yeah. San Jose and San Francisco are very nice. And John Holland came out to St. Louis. I met him a few years ago with a friend of mine actually in San Francisco. And then when he came to St. Louis, Missouri, I went to see him speak again, and he remembered me. So that's cool that you're going to do some work with him. I'm excited for you.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. And when I do have a television show coming out, they haven't given us, it's a paranormal episode, one-time episode, so not a recurring show. But they haven't given us the exact date or the channel yet, but we shot a pilot for a new paranormal television show, and they said it will be airing, that they have to hold on to the date and the information still. It's supposed to come out within 2 months, so it's supposed to be out, I think, the latest June is what we've been told. So I'll keep everybody posted and stay tuned, but essentially what came about was I did a house clearing, and it was very impromptu. I was there visiting someone, and I started to see a earthbound spirit walk around with my physical eyes. Sometimes I see earthbounds with my physical eyes. Most of the time I see with my third eye, but I was seeing an earthbound spirit, and so I just started to connect. That's how I do clearings, is that I communicate and I connect. So as a medium, I do have that ability. And so I believe sage and sea salt and all of those other things serve a purpose, but they don't clear a spirit from a home. They clear energy. And that's how I see it. So I'm not saying I'm all knowing, but that's how I see it. And so I just began to connect with the spirit to find out who it was. And one of the people that lived in the home just started filming it with their cell phone. And it was an amazing shot. You could actually see the woman materialize. Anyone could see this. She was standing right behind me. You can see her blink her eyes. You can see her turn her head. It's that clear, the information. And so a producer ended up seeing that clip that we had done on YouTube. And then connected with us, had us come down and film an episode talking about it and describing it. So that's what that's going to be. So I'm very excited, but I don't really know when it comes out, and I'm not really sure the channel yet. They're really keeping those things. Hollywood keeps that stuff very secret, but it was excited to do it and to be the medium and have the information of who it was and the female. And I described her, and I said, this is your mother, one of the women that lived in the home. And so it was very exciting to be a part of that and the beautiful story about helping her towards crossing. Now, she did not cross. She did not go into the light on that day or that time. And but nonetheless, it began the process of setting her free. So that was exciting, very fun. And, you know, the whole thing about filming, and it's just like you see, like, it was very surreal for me having moments there. And I just kept pinching myself because, number one, they called us the talent. So that was kind of really cool, right? And then they also do bring that thing over that claps down, you know, like they say, like, take two, you know, or whatever. And I was just like, what? No way. This is really happening. So it was really
right.
fun.
Right. Yeah, this is really happening, and it's really going on. And you're, yeah, that's pretty exciting. So one of my friends in Canada was asking, how do they find that? Can they find that on YouTube also? Or
yeah.
Is it just going to be on TV?
Oh, the show, it will be on television, and then I'm sure it'll find its way to YouTube. But if anybody wants to see the clip of on YouTube of the what the house clearing, it's called Yorba, Yorba, Linda, and that's a small town in California, in Southern California, but it's called Yorba Linda House Clearing. And I'll put the link here on your show page, but if people are listening later or they're in archives or they're not on in the chat room, they can go to Yorba Linda House Clearing, and it'll come up and it'll say Haunted House, House Clearing in Yorba Linda. And it was they put together a little teaser cut for us of that video. So it's short, it's sweet, but you can see if you slow down the video like you can on YouTube, you can stop it at certain points, and I believe it's like 3 minutes and 11 seconds. If right behind me is where you can see the woman, and if you go frame by frame, you can see her turn her head and blink her eyes and that whole 9 yards, which is really fabulous.
That's
so
really cool.
It is. It's like it's freaking, you know, the wonderful thing is I'm never afraid of these situations. I'm a tiny little thing. And I'm never afraid of those. So that's the first thing people typically ask me is, you know, are you afraid when these situations happen? And I'm never afraid when they're happening, because these are spirits. These are souls like you and me. And perhaps they weren't very nice when they're alive. So they're not very nice when they crossed over and they decided to stay earthbound for whatever reason. And so they can be very nasty, like the spirit in the video here did leave a little welt on my arm and scratched me. I was pushed at one time, but there were no marks. They can be very nasty, and that can make people afraid, but they're just like us. So I treat them with respect. I seek.
Well, you know, another way to look at them would be like cats. I mean, if cats feel like they're intimidated, I know I have two of them, they scratch you. I mean, you know, particularly if they're prickly and they don't want to be held or whatever, you know, they will scratch you. I mean, it's really no different. And cats see spirits. It's sort of a closed, you know, connection there, because they are souls, and some of them, you know, aren't always so nice. So that's another, but they're fuzzy and they relate to us. It's just another way to look at it. So that's very cool. Well, we're going to take a really quick break and then come back and then do some callers. Would you enjoy that?
Yeah, I would love to. Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, so our call-in number is 347-237-5339. You can call in and we will take your call. Hit 1. And you're listening to WGGM Radio. Check out angelichope.com. If you are interested in getting a reading from me, you can go to starwaya@hotmail.com. That's my email, star, starwaya @hotmail.com. And we will be right back after this commercial.
We're open for business.
The Greater Good Ministries Book and Gift Shop is now open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki-infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com.
You are listening to Messages of Light with Amanda Dowell on Greater Good Ministries Radio. And now, back to Amanda.
Hello, welcome back. You're listening to WGGM Radio. Our call-in number is 347-237-5339. We're going to take your calls. Welcome back, Leanne.
Hi, thank you. We're back, and I guess we're going to be doing some readings here. So excited. I love connecting with spirit.
Yeah. Are you ready to take some callers?
I am. I'm ready.
All right. Awesome. Well, everybody have their question ready. And again, our phone number is 347-237-5339. Our first caller is area code 831. You're on with Amanda and Leanne. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good. Thank you. I really enjoyed you guys' discussion this morning. It's really helpful. Something that I need to be reminded to keep positive and keep going. So thank you for that.
Awesome. Well, I'm so glad that it was meaningful to you. What's your name, sweetie?
My name is Danielle.
Danielle, how can we help you today?
Sure. Well, I know you don't believe in luck, but yesterday I got through a round of auditions, and I'm selected to be a finalist for this coming weekend. I pretty much feel I've been training, but I'm not professional. I almost feel like I'm taking the bar exam without going to law school, and I'm just hoping that I'm pretty realistic, but I'm hoping that everything will go okay. If you see myself, you know, getting through, because it'll drastically change my life. Well, it'll mean that I won't be moving anytime soon. So just curious of if you see anything like that.
Well, the first thing I see is that somebody's going to be taking pictures of you. These are new pictures. So if you have taken some in the past, they're showing me new pictures coming forward for you. Somebody is going to see you here, and there will be another opportunity coming forward for this. So either
Great.
You get this one or something else comes forward. But, you know, there don't hope here. Know that this is taking you somewhere and just be open to wherever it's taking you, because you've already done a lot of the groundwork. Now, you just said that like you were new at this. Also, can I ask you this? I keep getting the name Chris, some kind of Chris. Might be Christy, Christine, something that Christopher. I keep getting the name Chris. Would that resonate with you in any way?
Well, yes. Yes, actually.
Okay.
That is my my employer. His name is Chris.
Okay. I'm hearing that there will be some support around this for you coming forward. So if you're currently working somewhere and you need to do something different, I'm feeling like there's going to be support for you is what I'm hearing with this.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, so I think there's what I'm seeing too for you is that this is leading to something else. So it's either another audition, it's either another something. Somebody sees you from this, and there is more coming with it. You know, I'm not getting, I keep asking though for the green light. Is she going to get this? Is this the one for her? And I'm not getting that, but I'm not getting like where they're saying no. So there must be something more hoops that have to be jumped through here before that next thing comes. And would you understand about the pictures being taken of you?
Well, I know if I make this particular team, there would be pictures, a lot of pictures taken. So I don't know if that is it. And with my employer, I can't see any pictures or photos being taken of
me. Right, right. Now, would it make sense to you that there, this is activity, like there's movement and there's activity involved here, and there will be travel involved here. Would that
Oh, a lot. Yes.
Okay. This is what I'm seeing for you, sweetie. So
okay.
This really feels like something that would be coming forward for you. So watch for all those signs and have this belief and knowing that this is the right time for you with this.
Right. Yes, ma'am. Try not to be scared. Thank you so
much.
Yeah,
no. And it's okay, right, to be scared. Because, shoot, fire, man, when I was testing with Lisa Williams and doing all of that with her, I mean, I was like, let me tell you, I went to the bathroom a million times, but there's nothing wrong with that. But, but what you don't want is to stop you, and it's not stopping you. And that's where I want to say brilliant, good job. You've done the work here. You're doing it. So fantastic. Amanda, anything that you're getting here?
I really get the same thing. Don't be scared. You know, just keep... keep moving forward, and, you know, even if you are just, you know, feel it, go through it, recognize that it's there, but keep going. You know, that's the whole key, is to keep going, keep the faith, know that you're not alone, but, you know, don't have that scared feeling. It's not going to be that bad on the other side.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Also, you're so cute. They're telling me that she is cute. Like, I keep hearing cute as a button. Cute as a button. So you're perfect for whatever this is. So just know that you can do it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Oh, you bet, sweetie.
All right. Our next caller is area code 954. You're on the line with Amanda and Leanne, 954-380. You're on with Leanne and Amanda. How are you?
I'm great. How are y'all?
Doing good.
Oh, that's so great. Thank you so much for taking my call. My name is James. I'm calling from Miami, Florida.
Okay. So how can we help you, James?
My question has to do with my current relationship. We've decided to kind of rebuild our relationship and date again. We both have been having some real major changes and shifts in our lives. And we just kind of decided to just kind of rebuild and date again and get a little fun. Do you see, you know, positive outcome with this, or how is spirit leading you about this?
Yeah. Well, one of the first things I see is that this is a positive and good step for you. I have to say that I keep feeling like whatever you two need to work through, like it's very important. And they're talking about not putting so much weight on the outcome of this relationship being like a forever one kind of thing, but to focus on what the two of you have right now and what is it you really want. Now, I have a grandmother figure for you that steps forward in spirit on dad's side of the family. And she's got a little bit of extra weight on her, as she put it to me. I also see a younger woman standing with her in spirit that is on the thinner side and is a younger female than her. So this is either a younger sister for a grandmother, or this is a daughter of hers that is coming through. They stand side by side, one larger than in weight than the other, one thin and one heavier set. Now, what they're giving me around this for you is that for you standing up for what you want and your beliefs and not changing who you are to make someone else happy. Would you understand like why I'm getting this message? Does that resonate with you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And standing up for what you want and your beliefs and continuing to step forward for yourself is making you more and more attractive, even though You might feel like, well, if I push this too much or I push that, it's really being authentic to who you are as you move forward. Would you understand also why I continue to see musical notes around you? I keep seeing music around you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm a musician. I'm a person. I'm a pianist.
Okay. There are two opportunities coming forward for you, and they're also showing me you play on someone else's CD. So there will be some recognition for you playing on someone else's music with someone else. You're going to be asked, these two women are showing me, to step forward to do something and to put yourself on there, and that's going to lead to some other things for you coming down the road. I see you play more than one instrument because they're giving me more than one ability for you. Correct?
Well, I dabble in percussion instruments too, yeah.
Okay, perfect. And so this kind of helps your ear, they're telling me. This helps your ear to know and hear things. But there will be a sense of you stepping out in front for something coming down the road, but they're showing me you doing something for someone else that helps spur you into a new place. So when that opportunity comes forward, they're giving me the green lights for you to say yes and to take it, because this will move you into a whole nother direction as well. Thank you. I'm just connecting. She has this beautiful scarf in her hair, this woman does. I'm just kind of really enjoying, you know, and with her, I kind of want to sing like, I'm not going to sing, but like the song is good because you're the singer. Not, trust me, I do not have that gift. But what I keep getting is like that Aquarius song. This is the dawning of the age. Okay, they made me sing. I don't know.
They would do that. They would do that. That's cute.
She's connecting me to, like, the 70s, I feel like. I don't know if that was the 60s or 70s.
I can see it. I see it. That's like a 60s, 70s.
Yeah, she's got, that was a time for her. That was a time for this woman. So hopefully that will make sense to you and the connection that's coming in for you as well for her. But she wants you to take this opportunity, even though it looks like it's a background opportunity for you, because it will lead to others. Now, that's her advice. You follow your heart and your gut and what you know and you want to do. But now she's singing Stevie Wonder stuff. So I'm going to leave you with that, because I can't really
Thank
do that.
You.
So, there you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Blessings.
Thank you.
Bye, James.
Okay. Our next caller is area code 858. You're on with Amanda and Leanne. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Lee and Amanda?
Wow. Thank you.
Doing good.
Sweetheart. My question?
And your name. What's your name?
Oh, my name is Oksana. And my question, that's about the man that I've known for some time. And we had kind of on and off relationship, and now I put it on hold. I want to see if there will be more consistent, like a real relationship with this gentleman.
Okay, so what you're wanting to see is if a romantic, as something more solid in romance happens between
with this man, yeah, if there will be more solid relationship, not just the one that it was on and off, and I was not happy with this on and off situation. I told him that I can only be his friend and so on, because I want more solid relationship with this person.
Okay. Yeah, good job standing up for what you want. He just, like, when I look at your energy, I have to look at your energy to go and then look at his in a sense. And I keep getting, like, when I look that direction, I just feel like he has some fears, and he also has some issues with sharing resources. They're giving me, my guys are giving me the term sharing resources. And so when I hear that, it means that he may struggle, like, committing fully to a relationship, because to him that means down the road that he'll have to share finances and other kinds of things. And he feels like in the past he has been hurt in that area. He feels like somebody either took advantage of him or took more than their share or some things like that. And so he has a little bit of issue with some resources and ultimately sharing them. I do feel that there's an intelligence around this gentleman, and I do feel like he makes a living and some income, but his main issue is sharing of resources. So if you want a relationship with him, come forward. Number one, you'll have to understand that he may not want to share resources fully. And number two, let him know that you're okay with that. And if you are okay with it, let him know that. If not, this will be the time for you to move away and move forward for somebody who may want to be more of a partner. He doesn't feel like, at this time, at least to me, that I'm not feeling like he wants to truly be a give-and-take partner in a situation. So that's what I'm getting on that. I wish I had better or more hope around that, but that's what I'm seeing with him.
You're absolutely right. He was actually betrayed by his partner in the past. Someone was stealing from him or something, but I'm just a different. I've known him for such a long time. I thought that we have more trust, but I do look for their relationship, for partnership. So do you think it may change, like, or I should just forget about this man? Because definitely being partner and he can share my resources, but not to share anything, that would be kind of strange.
Right. Well, and I don't think he wouldn't share anything. He just has a fear around it. So he is showing me right now he has a hard time committing. Now, walking away is going to be up to you. So I'm going to leave that up to you. I don't see him changing that anytime soon unless you were to say, look, I understand we may need to keep separate checking accounts. We may need to keep separate whatever. You have to deal with what you'd be comfortable with, because I don't see him changing anytime soon in that regard. Let me see what else.
I'm gonna second that with you, Leanne, but I'm also gonna say that I think that, you know, it would have to be like, you know, working it out with each other, like, you know, to his trust level, because he's been so hurt that, you know, it's gonna take a lot of time. So she's sort of saying it depends upon how much time you want to invest in that and if you're comfortable with doing that. So I totally see where she's going with that too.
Yeah.
I've known him for a while, but unfortunately he's not completely done with his past relationship yet.
Mm-hmm.
So that was another issue. I told him, look, you're not done with this relationship. You're looking for me. I don't know what to expect from you, but I want a steady relationship. I don't want just a casual thing.
He's not ready to step out of all of that yet. So that's not going to happen soon. Now, will it happen down the road? It possibly could. They're not showing it to me. So you have a choice. You can either walk away or you can wait it out. And you can say, look, I want these things and I'm willing to compromise this. But in order to make it work right now, you'd have to compromise. So if you don't want to compromise, then it is time for you to move forward.
And when you're saying soon,
exactly,
you mean this year, this month? Or how? What do you mean soon?
It looks to me like this year. Like he's not going to have things wrapped up, cleaned up, and changed or moved this year. And he doesn't want to lose resources. So he may not leave this current relationship that he has of whatever because he doesn't want to lose resources. Because splitting up means loss of resources. I have to give some of what I have up. He doesn't want to do that.
Yeah, that's what I told him, that you have to make up your mind, because it's not a good thing for me either.
Right.
So he probably will stay there.
That's
my understanding why he wants to stay there.
Yeah, it's more important for him at this time to not lose some resources. When he feels more safe in that area, because this relationship isn't working for him, the one he's in. Until he feels safe, he'll stay there. And I'm not reading him, I'm reading you. So that's what I can see. That I just keep seeing from your energy, this doesn't happen soon unless you're willing to cave back in to the way he wants it to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very frustrating because I told him that he has to figure out things and just move this relationship if you're not happy there. And he was
willing to be unhappy. He's willing. Yeah, he doesn't want to lose you. Of course not. But
I cannot be in the middle of this situation.
Right.
Also, I want to be number one in his life.
Right. Exactly. And right now even though he loves and cares for you, it's he's still not willing to let go and have a loss in his resources and his finances and other things that he considers resources to make this happen at this time. He feels like he would lose too much to make it happen. So he's still going to try to connect with you. So it's really...
I know that he's connected. He comes and goes, but, you know, I'm not happy with this situation either because I want him full-time with me.
Yeah. And so really the choice is yours here. He's not going to be full-time with you. At least it doesn't look like it to me anytime in the near future, which means the rest of this year to me. And in looks like the first part of next year, or, you know, and it could be longer. It just, he may never, but I'm not seeing it come forward. So I'm so sorry, sweetie.
I understand. So you feel that the other party is okay with him staying with this situation? Because I was thinking how this person feels either. He's not happy there. He doesn't want to be there, but he has to be there.
Right. I'm not sure about the other person, and I don't, you know, want to do some psychic spying or anything like that.
No,
but
I understand.
But if we just think about it, it's sad all the way around, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Leanne,
I was going to ask you, what is your website? I didn't catch it from the program, the website that you have that you were talking about.
The website I have is Angelic Hope, A-N-G-E-L-I-C, hope.com.
Okay, great.
Good
and
website.
You were Angelic Hope. And when you were saying to manifest thing, just to write thing or just to have a vision board or any of those things would work for manifesting.
Any of those things could work.
Depends on the person, and it depends on how visual you are. Like Amanda and I are very visual. We love our vision board. Some people just have to write it out. Some people can actually even just hold it in their mind. I find those people fascinating and amazing. So, yeah, and try more than one way if you're not sure or haven't necessarily done it before. But here's the thing about manifesting. We can never manifest another person, and by when I say that, we can't manifest a specific person. So say I'm in love with Joe. I can't manifest Joe into my life. But what I can say is I want somebody like that is like this, 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 and this. They're fun, they're loving, they're independent, they have a job, they're free. You know, I can manifest an individual with the qualities and vibe at the qualities with someone. But when people are creating a vision board, they often make the mistake of putting a specific person in that spot, and that's not how it works. We can't manipulate, or not in a positive way at least, someone else's energy. We can only vibrate at a certain rate, and they vibrate at a certain rate, and then we find matches based on that. So I really caution people on their vision boards to leave the universe open to bringing them a vibrational match that is of their highest desires or better.
Yeah.
I always put in there or better. My highest desires are better.
Okay. It was a very interesting program. Thank you so much, Lee. Thank you, Amanda. I enjoyed it. And thank you
thank
for
you.
Your
beauty
part.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Our next caller is area code 814. You're on the line with Amanda and Leanne. How are you?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Amy.
Hi.
How can we help you?
I'm calling to see last Tuesday, the 2nd, I had a job interview, and I was calling to see if you can pick up anything with that job interview.
Okay. Gosh. Now, do you work, say, in like human resources or something like that where I'm going to say there's a need for some kind of organization skills and also like connecting in with, I want to call it like, you know, basic secretarial kinds of skills. And would you have something that has to do with a school district? Hello?
No. Well, right now I work for a state government agency that is, it's a rehabilitation center, but they do have education programs for mentally disabled young adults.
Oh, okay.
Okay. That isn't the job that I applied for, but it is like an organizational managerial job.
Okay. Is it have anything to do with human resources kinds of things?
That would be one of the divisions that would be underneath this position.
Okay.
That would be one of the areas that would be I would manage as part of that position.
Okay. That's what I'm feeling for you. Yeah, I feel like that's coming forward for you. Right, and I do feel like there's a step up in finances for you with this. I feel like you're going to, what they're showing me is that it's going to be in, within 2 weeks that you hear. And then I feel like with by May, you're going to be in a new position. That's what they're showing me. So that's boom, 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 boom. Yeah, things are working out. You know, too, sweetie, is that you're very sensitive. They're also giving me this for you. Do you have a prominent male figure, dad's side of the family? He steps forward for you. So this is either father or grandfather figure. But I have a prominent male also stepping forward for you. I keep getting the message for you is to, like, So when I say this, they're saying do more things that you enjoy and love in your life. Like this will raise your vibration. So this is about taking time to read books that you've been wanting to read and taking time if you want to get out in nature or if you've been wanting to learn something or you've been wanting – because they're showing me like you've been so busy doing other things, there's a lack of just enjoyment, doing things just for enjoyment. So they're encouraging you to do things just for enjoyment is a message I'm getting for you as well. But I feel that there is a job coming for you. If it's not this one, then it's another position. I really feel it's this one. You're going to hear soon. And then there's a start date that is in May. So hopefully that all makes sense to you. Are you there?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
This job is like managing the whole business division of a hospital for veterans.
Okay. Huh. I also see children or something about children around you too. So maybe there's also something else coming forward down the road for you, or there'll be a connection through whatever this managerial thing is, maybe giving back to kids in some way, a charity program or something else. Because I keep seeing that for you as well. But, you know, you're in real good alignment here, sweetie.
Okay. I do volunteer stuff with my son's school, though. I'm real active with the PTA, so maybe that's what you're picking up, because I do volunteer and do a lot of things with him, activity-wise. As much as I can volunteer, I do go into the school when they have activities and help out.
Oh, good. So. Well, yeah. Well, good job, definitely. Yeah, put yourself on the list to have some enjoyment and some fun. Give back to yourself a little bit, too. You give to everybody else. So there you go.
Okay, thank you.
You bet, Amy. Bless your heart.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, our next caller is
Amanda,
area code.
Amanda, I'm so sorry.
You need to take off?
Yeah, I need to get going. I'm so sorry. Seems like everything
went
so
fast. Don't be. Well, it did go over a little bit, and that's okay. If you need to take off, I totally understand. And we will do this again. Thank you for coming on.
Yeah, absolutely. And I really appreciate it. And it's always wonderful working with you and to all of
you.
You too.
And
callers.
I totally understand you need to take off. But thank you so much for taking the callers that you did today and being with us on GGM. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. All right. Take care, everyone.
Take care.
And
have a good day.
See y'all. Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. And check out Leanne at angelichope.com. Thank you, everybody. Bye-bye.